Belgian security forces are continuing to search for a man seen with two suicide bombers in the airport and metro attacks in Brussels, Belgium. At least 31 people were killed and 271 wounded. The Islamic State terrorist group is claiming responsibility for the attacks. A U.S. official told VOA there is no reason to doubt the claim. Belgian federal prosecutor Frederik van Loo confirmed that two of the attackers were brothers, Khalid and Ibrahim El-Bahrawi. On Tuesday, Belgian police released a photograph of three men taken from closed-circuit television at the airport. Van Loo said Ibrahim and an unidentified man, both wearing dark clothing, died in the airport attacks. Security forces are now looking for the third person in the photo. The man was wearing a white jacket with a black hat. Earlier, Belgian media reported the man was 25-year-old Nejem Alashraoui and that he had been arrested. The report was later withdrawn, and Van Loo confirmed no one has been arrested in connection with the attacks. Van Loo said Ibrahim also left a will in a trash can at the airport, and Khalid, the other brother, was the suicide bomber on a metro train at the Melbeek station. Belgian broadcaster RTBF says the El-Bahrawi brothers were known to police and had criminal records, but no history of terrorist activity. It said Khalid El-Bahrawi used a false name to rent an apartment in Brussels that police raided last week. They also found weapons and a fingerprint for Salah Abdeslam, the main suspect in the deadly bombings in Paris, November 13th. He was arrested Friday. On Wednesday, people in Brussels honored the victims of the bombings with a minute of silence. Then they began clapping in a defiant show of solidarity. One person yelled, "Long live the Belgians," which caused more clapping. Officials said there would be no flights into or out of the airport at least through Thursday. In a statement, they said, "Until we can assess the damage, we are unable to confirm when operations at the airport can be resumed."
更多听力，请访问51voa.com.